Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Tarot from Tarot3.com. This is Black Star Thursday. Today is June 23rd, 2016. And your Black Star Update Report is coming here in just a minute. Remember, Revolution Radio is listener-supported. They've raised $2,308 towards $2,650. A little bit short yet, but there's about a week to go in June. If you have the resources, I recommend the Seed Pack. Get more information at freedomslips.com. If you ever want more information on Project Black Star, you can go to terral03.com. Look in the left-hand column. There's a scripture section, 9/11 section, and now Project Black Star is what is currently being worked on as we speak. Project supporters, no new newsletter subscribers now for a third week in a row. Brian, Sina Ann, and Jody renewed subscriptions from previous years. And Randy and Mike made another donation to the research. And let's see, seismic indicators, just looking at volume 25 of Tarot's 2016 newsletter. Right at the top, seismic indicators say that Earth continues moving through the first Earth change lull period for the 2016 Earth orbit cycle relative to the Black Star, positioned at the feet of the Virgo constellation relative to the Sun. So if you're going out at night, you're finding Mars, you're looking really close to where, because Mars is retrograding right along with the Black Star, because we're moving between the Sun and these objects. So they appear to be moving right towards the setting Sun, where the Sun just went down. And so the Black Star is going to be between Mars and Jupiter when you're looking up into the sky. It's also between Mars and Jupiter orbit. That's where it appears to be. It's been moving left in the orbit diagram 12 degrees on average, which sounds much like Saturn with a circular orbit, but this thing is different. It's an anomalous object. We're tracking the invisible collapsed binary twin to our Sun. This is a really, really big deal. And it's responsible for the Earth changes. If you remember going through April, the big seismic events, volcanism, we were having 8, 9 new volcanic eruptions each week because we were nearest to the Black Star. Then we passed the Black Star up in orbit on April the 28th with the 7.0 Vanuatu quake event. And now we're moving towards outside orbit position, in other words, to the right triangle position. And if you'll go to my YouTube channel, Tarot Black Star, click and become a subscriber. Then you can look at my recent update. There's a free link to this week's newsletter in the description box. And in that video, then I give a visual demonstration using program, solar system scope, and Earthquake 3D, showing you the seismic patterns, what's going on, showing you where we are in the solar system. And this current Earth change lull period should continue until about the third week in August. And then we'll see another seismic uptick. But that's going to peak, well, just about like it did last year in the last week of November. That's whenever the activity will be at its highest, but it'll start going up again because we're going to continue seeing these values bouncing up and down until the 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes reach their minimum. We should have 2 weeks that are sub-200 values. But as explained in the update report, then we're going to have some bounces in there, and we could actually have some really high values, as that's what the history says for the last two orbit cycles anyway. And lots of detailed information here. Year-over-year earthquake events. When I go back to 2014 for this same week, it's not the same week of the calendar year, but it's the same week in the orbit cycle. Remember that the orbit cycle begins at outside orbit position in the wintertime. And that starts about 12, has been starting 12 days later with each cycle. This year is a transition year, apparently. I'm still trying to connect the dots to exactly what's going on here. Because since the investigation started, we were looking at 12 degrees, a 12-degree move left in the orbit diagram. We were able to predict the near-side alignment quake events pretty close. Last year, the prediction was for around May the 1st, and that happened on April the 25th. This year, the prediction was for May the 7th, and it happened on April 28th. And so I've got a little bit of explaining to do, and it's very, very difficult. We're dealing with an anomalous object. It has a magnetic repulsion relationship with our sun. So as it gets closer to the sun, the black star's magnetic potential increases, and the mismatch polarity means that the black star is actually slowing down as it's getting closer to the inner solar system. It appears to be coming closer to the sun than being repelled, and closer to the sun and being repelled as it's coming around. So what I'm talking about is a transition from an elliptical orbit that's very long to a circular, something that's close to a circular orbit. And it appears that we're in a transition year right now in 2016, and I don't know what's going to happen in the next cycle. The May 20th date, for those who have been following the research of 2017, that's taken off the table. Because with only a 3-degree move left in the orbit diagram, then I just really don't know. I was looking at an elliptical orbit. This thing was apparently following an elliptical orbit, slowing down as it was coming in. And whenever I took my 12 days forward, it gave me May the 7th, 2016, May the 20th, 2017, and now that model is broken. The magnetic repulsion model that I'm using is the right model. Very, very confident of that. But the model has to be tweaked, and the Earth is actually giving us testimony as to how that needs to happen moving forward. So when I say that the Earth change low period will end, and it should be around August the 18th, using hindsight, I'm going to have to get to back orbit, going to have to pass behind the sun relative to the black star, and then use hindsight looking backwards to see when my seismic values reach their minimum point. So we're going to have to actually go by that and then check. If that comes early, that's going to tell me something. If it comes later, that's going to tell me something. So that's the prediction date. It's only 3 days later than last year, August the 15th, which we hit right on, pretty much right on schedule. Like the year before and the year before and the year before. So apparently we're in a transition period. The black star is close. It's likely not far beyond Mars' orbit path. And the reason that I suggest that is because of the Martian dust storms that we recently had. That's going to be from magnetic portal connection convergence. If you don't understand magnetic portals, go to my website. There's a 15-minute video there with plenty of links. Whenever these magnetic portal connections, there's one connecting the sun to the Earth. It connects and disconnects on 8-minute cycles. When another magnetic portal connection gets near our connection, then they can interact. Portal-to-portal cross-firing creates highly charged ionic clouds compressed between the converging portals that are pushed towards the sun. That's what causes the solar flare activity. So we had the solar flare activity in April. We had the Martian dust storms in April. We had the high seismicity and the volcanism in April because we passed between the two stars earlier than expected. Because the black star slowed down more than was ever thought possible. So there's many things that we know, things that I just told you. The Martian dust storms was predicted way in advance. The solar flare activity only reached M-class. I thought it would reach X-class. But the flare activity did happen in the month of April with the Martian dust storms. So there's lots of things that we know and some things that we're still trying to figure out. That's the way science works. Trial and error. Gather the data. Build yourself a baseline. And then construct the predictive model to say what's going to happen. And then make your adjustments according to what actually happens. So for this week, then we had no 7-magnitude earthquakes. We had 1 6-magnitude earthquake, 26 fives, and 182 of the 2.5 to 4-magnitude indicator quakes, which is a very low value. That, let me go back up and look. That's the lowest, let's see if that's the lowest value we've had this year, because the lowest value leading up to that would be at outside orbit position. 194 is going to be the lowest value. So this is the lowest number of 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes globally that we've had this year. And whenever I went back and looked at the data for 2015, then that really wasn't that unusual. This 182 did not earn a red value because of what happened last year, and lots of similarities And so we're in week 19. I'm looking at week 19. And last year on week 19, I'm just talking about 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes now. Beginning, this was in week 19, which was actually from May the 31st to June the 6th. We had 230 of these indicator quakes. The next week we had 221. The next week we had only 203. The week after that we had 204. And then we had two sub-200 values, 188 and 189. So this is not that unusual to have 182 at this point, and we should average right around 200 for, looks like all the way down. It could be down to week 24. So for the next month or so, we could see low values. But we're in the lull period. That should be what we expect. But here's the unusual part. Whenever we got to week 25 of 2015 orbit cycle, that started in July. Here we are getting real close to outside orbit position, and I put some asterisks beside these values too, and a question mark by one of them, because our value went from 199 sub 200. It's actually kind of I said it wasn't that uncommon, but when you look at the charts going back for years, sub 200 values are actually kind of unusual. This value goes up to 536 for a high over the last 5 years, but we had a 533 value in week 27 of last year, just before the lull. Area code 909, what's your name, where are you from, what comment or question?
My name is Suzanne. I'm calling from Uplands, California. And I was just wondering if you take account when you do your, whatever it is you're doing, calculating, if you take into account the fact that the government has a weapon called tectonics, and they cause earthquakes whenever and wherever they feel like.
Dave, do you have evidence of something like that?
Look,
because there are reports that CERN causes earthquakes. There are reports that HARP technology, which is now space-based since 2013, that they create earthquakes also. So what's your source for...
I'm not near my... I've got that information at home.
Okay.
If the numbers, if memory serves, H.R. 2977, House of Representatives Bill 2977, I think it's the Space Preservation and Something Act. You can look it up.
Okay.
Look it up online, and one of the definitions of the weapons is tectonics.
Okay. If you'll put a package together and go to my website, terrello3.com, you'll see Contact Terrell button. Hit that and send me a package, and I will present it in the newsletter with my commentary for this coming week.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. So what I can comment on that topic is that we do have a well-established seismic pattern. So it was predicted, and we passed between the two stars here in April, and you saw that big quake activity that we had and the volcanism, new volcanic eruptions, things like that. And now we're seeing the sharp decrease. So the things that we are predicting are happening. And CERN, for example, the claims that are made about CERN, I don't believe them. I believe CERN is used in order to trick people into thinking that the elite are creating the earthquakes, and that may be along the lines of what's going on right here. I can see a reason to use this type of technology to lower the number of earthquakes, but to deliberately set off the San Andreas Fault, I think that's where this is going to lead to, because people are seeing the uptick that's going on out there. The second featured article for this week in this newsletter points to the, let me skip down there just a little bit. Give me a second. Large-scale motion detected near San Andreas Fault system. Large-scale motion. This isn't any small thing. So the caller may be making mention of technology to induce this type of activity. That would explain Jade Helm 15, for example. That would explain Cascadia Rising, if they're getting ready to do this deliberately. For me, looking at the investigation, looking at the data for the last 6 years, then what I've seen It is the stacking of dominoes, not by human beings, but by the black star that's coming in from space. This goes all the way back to 2004 with Sumatra, the big earthquake that killed a lot of people, and the Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire. And then move fast forward to February 6th, 2013, with the Solomon Island earthquakes, multiples, big earthquakes, cracked the tectonic plate in two, creating extra space in the Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire tectonic matrix. Extra space means creating opportunity, because the tectonic plates pushed up against the North American Craton here in America are now cascading away. They're cascading to fill in the space created by the broken tectonic plate. So that's natural. Well, it's, if you want to call what the black star is doing to the Earth natural, then this is a natural cascade that has been caused by events that happened in the past. So whenever you go, for example, and look up the Oklahoma earthquakes, look at the chart, the plus three magnitude or higher, the earthquakes are having there are escalating higher and higher and higher since 2013. It's not going to have anything to do with fracking. It's going to have everything to do with the shape of the North American Craton, the little foot formation, and the shifting tectonic slash volcanic pressures. So as these tectonic plates cascade away from the North American Craton, it creates opportunity for magma to push up in between, increase volcanism. It also gives us a different signature when looking down from satellites magnetically. The magnetic signature, because of what's going on inside the Earth, that is being detected from satellites. So Google the 2014 report that Russia issues grim report, because you can see this stuff from space. Now, is it possible that the elite are causing this deliberately to happen? Really, I don't think they need to. These dominoes have been set up, and what is happening is you see the pressures increasing in Arizona, for example. Look just south of there. We have new quake swarm areas that have formed. And we have new volcanic eruptions that are taking place in Central America right now. This is where the pushing came from across the Pacific Ocean, from Indonesia, over to South America, the 8.3 Chile quake. Then we had the pair at our backside alignment when the Earth passed behind the Sun relative to the black star. Those two deep, they were more than 600 kilometers deep in Peru, 7.6s. This is part of a series of earthquake events causing magma plumes. So the idea that these deep 600 kilometer deep earthquakes can be created by man using science is beyond my ability to comprehend, and why they would want to do something like that intentionally whenever we've all got to live on this planet. So I'm probably not looking at the conspiracy theory of humans creating. But if you believe that, for example, fracking creates earthquakes, and these fracking wells, they don't go that far in the earth, 1 to 3 kilometers. So when I'm having earthquake events at 8, 9 kilometers, and I know that the substrata is crisscrossing, there is no way to create enough fracking energy at 3 kilometers deep to create an earthquake at 8 and 9 kilometers deep. It's just impossible. It's not going to happen. But if you believe that fracking causes earthquakes, which I suppose that is possible to influence a little teeny, teeny little piece of the fault and create slippage along the entire system, I suppose it's possible. But if you follow that line of reasoning, if you listen to Dutch Sense, for example, and he's going to go on and on about fracking, even though what I'm talking about is happening globally, this is a global thing. In fracking that he's talking about, he just starts that up whenever he gets to the central part of the United States for some reason. But if you follow that, then common sense would say that you can create bigger earthquakes using bigger equipment, bigger tools. So I don't doubt that that there's legislation that's being passed, and I don't doubt that there's patents that are being applied for creating these type of seismic events. But then think about how you're going to use that to help anybody. And how much playing around are you going to do before people start getting killed, before you cause the deep kind of earthquakes? If this these pair of South American earthquakes, 600 kilometers deep, at 7.6 magnitude, struck under Yellowstone, the magma upwelling would create a gigantic volcanic eruption. And the last time Yellowstone erupted, it killed animals on the other side of the planet. We're talking about an extinction-level event. So, is it possible that the mad scientists want to wipe out the entire population? I don't think they have to do that. I think the black star is going to create an extinction-level event all of its own. But if the nice lady will send that information along to tarotlo3.com, the contact button's right there, then I'll take a look at it. I'll look through it all, and I'll try to give you guys, it may be the featured article for this, for the next volume. And I'll invest time in it and give you my views. So what I was referencing was large-scale motion detected near the San Andreas Fault System. There's a video here, and they're showing graphics of what's going on, but this is still precursor events. This is precursor to what is coming, for sure. Go to my YouTube channel, go back for the last 2 years, and you'll see warnings about what's going on along the U.S. West Coast, because this tectonic cascade has been going on since 2013. The Russians have already been warning about it. We're getting warnings from other countries, but we're not getting warnings from the illegal alien liar-in-chief that's sitting in the White House. We're not getting the warning from NASA, and we're not getting warnings from the USGS like we should. Although the New York Times article, the big one is coming, they're pointing towards Cascadia. Cascadia has been the block that's been saving the West Coast for quite some time. The pressures have been moving. The origination point is in Indonesia. So whenever each earth change uptick period begins, that's where the big stuff usually starts. And then it moves in two waves, one moving around the north and one moving around the south, the Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire. And then at the end of the uptick period, that stuff stalls. So we have quake swarm areas all around the Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire. So from California going north, you have the Alaska quake swarm area, the Aleutian quake swarm area moving west towards Russia, then the Kamchatka quake swarm area down to Japan. Those northerly regions have not had a new volcanic eruption. There have been no major earthquakes in that area because those pressures have retreated back to Indonesia. That's where you're seeing the Philippines down in that area. I can just look in the update and see where. Pardon me just a second till I get there. Here we go. The Philippines had two new volcanic eruptions. New Zealand had the other one. Over on the other side of the Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire. On this side, because there was six for this week. Guatemala, El Salvador, and Guatemala. So Cascadia being locked the way that it is, whenever you look at my report, you'll see on Earthquake 3D a gigantic quiet area. That's what happens during the lull periods. During the uptick periods, then these quake swarm areas proliferate, and then these circles, these concentric circles, they're going to actually cover one another all the way around the Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire. That's been the pattern for the last couple of years anyway. So if Cascadia, the event that I'm looking for is called a linchpin quake event. That means there's very little activity leading up to it, although we have seen some strikes there in Cascadia here recently. The linchpin quake event releases all hell and a lot of quake events on the far side. I'll wrap up the report as soon as we return. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Taro from Tarotlo3.com. And remember, Revolution Radio is listener-supported. This is the biggest listener-supported radio venue on the planet. You can always use your support. And you can get more information at freedomslips.com. I recommend the seed pack. Look for the banner. Then if you want more information on Project Black Star, all kinds of free stuff over at TERRAL03.com. Hours and hours of videos and links to NASA documents, and I encourage you to read the Dakota Report. Just Google it. You can get it from the CIT boys, and read the operations section. Find out what Project Black Star is, as much as you can figure out, glean from the report. We because that's what this is all about. We were tracking a heavy mass object for 2011 and 2012 till I read that document, which is a 9/11 related document. And that was after doing 5 years of the 9/11 investigation. So it's, I kind of fell into this Project Black Star. I was never a Planet X Nibiru person at all. I didn't have, had no desire whatsoever in that kind of thing, but we discovered a seismic pattern. Whenever we were tracking the Elinan comet was discovered December 10th, 2010, in the Leo constellation. At the same time, the Black Star was in the Leo constellation. It turned out to be a psyop put on by NASA and the lettered agencies. The guy that supposedly discovered that thing was Leonid Elinan. Leonids are meteor showers in November, and Elinan backwards is 9/11. The perihelion date of the thing, this comet we were tracking, was 9/11/2011, 10 years to the day after the 9/11 attacks. And the object was even stagger-stepping coming in, but the perihelion date never changed, which is impossible. And after supposedly the thing was destroyed, NASA tracks it to this day as if it stayed intact and is leaving the inner solar system. Something definitely going on with that, but the seismic pattern continued, and we've been tracking the Black Star left in the orbit diagram from the Leo constellation now into Virgo, and soon it'll be entering the Libra constellation. So I'm on it like a dog and going to hang with it. There's definitely something here. I'm convinced 100%, and so are many of my newsletter subscribers and contributors. And we have our own Project Astronomer, his own observatory, observatory telescope. We know where the Black Star is. We have infrared equipment, and we know we can't see it, for a fact. So the images of the two suns and all that, the internet is filled with it, and you're going to get that every single day of the year, because people aim their camera at the sun, and they get lens flares, and they make videos. Some people become quite famous. Marshall Masters tracked the Blue Bonnet lens flare for more than a year. Nobody seemed to want to call him on it. Whenever I tried to, he didn't have anything else to do with the likes of me, even though I was a member of his elite Comet Elinan radio crew. That's where I did my first radio show, actually, was with Marshall Masters before coming to Revolution Radio. And in my mind, there is a fake Planet X / Nibiru movement, just like there's a fake 9/11 movement. It's run by the lettered agencies predominantly, but now everybody's in the game, whether they're Illuminati, House of Rothschild, the Council on Foreign Relations. So many factions out there that are doing their best. Just imagine that you're living in a 2012 movie. Watch the movie 2012 if you haven't seen it. Because there's people with these green cards, people with these cards that are going to the underground ark cities. They're not ark ships like in the movie. There's actual cities like the underground city connected to the Denver airport, which is Grand Central Station. It's the capital of the Cantamira, Mexico, New World Order. So the Black Star comes in and fulfills the Georgia Guidestone agenda for the elite, and the New World Order actually begins once the Black Star leaves. That's their agenda. So you heard that the HAARP facility up in Alaska was shut down. That was an analog system. It was upgraded. Now it's space-based. They didn't need the analog, the old crappy stuff anymore. It's all disinformation, though. Do they have the power to create earthquakes? I really think that they do. But why would you want to do that? The one reason I can think of, and this is kind of referring back to the caller, is if you knew the pressure was building up and you wanted to relieve the pressure before it got to be something big, maybe that's a reason to do something like that. Problem with that type of thinking is Cascadia, if that's a likely candidate for where they would use it, trying to relieve the pressure is going to create the linchpin event that causes the problem. It's already been too silent there for far too long. Plates have not moved there in that region for hundreds of thousands of years, and when they do, it's going to be something big. So using that type of technology, in my mind, would be extremely dangerous. But if your design is to destroy the world and you don't want to wait on the Black Star to do it for you, I really do believe that the elite do not want to create additional threats. So they've kind of sized up the Black Star threats. That's why they're going to underground arc cities. They're pressurized. They have their food, their military contingent, their doctors. They have everything they need there. Why would you create an additional threat? That's why they're not collapsing the economy. People seem to think that the collapse is inevitable. It's going to happen any moment. The collapse is going to happen the moment that Rothschild says so, and not a moment before. This is being orchestrated, but why would the House of Rothschild, who is the owner of the underground Ark City network, why would he want to create additional threats with raving mobs running through the streets? There was talk about the EBT cards not working and things like that. I haven't heard much about that lately, because the entire system went through a change, and the dates that people's cards are filled back up again changed to later in the month. And so there was a lot of complaints about that, but there wasn't really that many. But people were suggesting that's one of the things that they're going to do to bring down the system, create chaos and stuff. The elite doesn't want chaos. They want you to stay asleep to what's going on all around you. Not only that, they're running these sleeper exercises, and one of the featured stories down here, let me get to it, the feature story, NATO war preparations. Info here not really available on the internet, and there's lots of links here of what NATO is doing globally. But there's a lot of NATO people going to the underground arc cities, but most of them aren't going. So how are they going to deal with the sleepers, the ones that don't know anything about what's really going on? They're going to give them orientation, and they're going to train them to run right into harm's way, because they're going to have to deal with us. There is a plan. I call it the Elite Failsafe Plan. Imagining myself doing threat assessment contingency planning for the House of Rothschild. They definitely have a plan. And they're going to execute it a certain number of days, not years, days before the actual destructive events. They know when these things are going to happen. 60 to 90 days is what I think. And then they're going to begin collapsing the system. And your key indicator to watch above everything else is the price of silver. Watch the price of silver. When it gets above about $47.50 and the J.P. Morgan will no longer cover the short position, all chaos is going to break loose, because J.P. Morgan doesn't have any silver. They're selling paper, and they're manipulating the price down using the back door of the Federal Reserve. And they're doing this very deliberately. Your gas prices are cut in half. Why'd they do that? Saudi Arabia is trying to push fracking out. That's the cover story. No, the economy was going so slow and things were going so bad, people were really starting to hurt. They had to do that to keep the sheeple placated, because they do not want chaos in the streets. And whether they're Republicrats on the Republican side or on the Democratic side, they are establishment people that want Hillary Clinton. She's the establishment candidate. They can control her. They cannot control Donald Trump. That's why you see Ryan and Romney and the push to get Hillary elected. That's why. Because Romney threw the election twice to give it to the illegal alien that's in the White House right now, because they're all on the same team. Trump is not on their team. He wiped out Bush. He's going to wipe out Clinton too, in my mind. And especially if people wake up. See, if you're on the poor side, I'm getting a little bit into politics here, but if you're on the poor side, you really need a job, you want all the illegal aliens out of this country. Because more illegal aliens keep coming in, driving down the wages, because you're putting too many workers in the same local job market. Do you really want your kids that can't get a job, you want them to live with you forever? Well, if you've got illegal aliens running around, unscrupulous Americans, and I say unscrupulous, but Americans have to hire the illegals to compete, because nobody's enforcing the laws. You want somebody like Trump that is going to enforce our laws to get the illegals out of here, so then job opportunities are created for the people on the bottom rungs of the socioeconomic ladder. That's what you want. So if you're a poor guy, if you're Hispanic and black especially, inner city unemployment is 59% in many cities. It's almost 60%. Why? Because there's so many illegals taking entry-level jobs. Remove the illegals, and really you don't have to remove anybody. Put the people into jail that are hiring the illegals, and the illegals will self-deport. You do not have to deport anybody, because they can't get a job. Because the provisions of the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986 say that that hiring an illegal, aiding, abetting, harboring, hiring, anything. You cannot not allowed to transport an illegal alien, which is what the DHS has been doing here lately, giving free rides to illegals, breaking the very laws that Congress took 5 years to create, 5 years deliberation, handing out illegal amnesty so this never happened again. So what they do? Boehner, Ryan, they're not giving any oversight to the renegade administration, and they're not representing we the people either. They're representing the establishment, and the establishment wants all these illegals in here, driving down the wages for corporate, for the global, you know, if you're Alex Jones, it's for the globalist, the global elite. They want the cheap wages. So if you're poor, if you're on the bottom ends, the idea that you're going to vote for Hillary is crazy. We cannot be this stupid. If we are really that stupid and that we are stupid enough to elect Hillary Clinton, you're going to have the same policies that you have in place right now, and things are only going to get worse for sure. The change vote to get better opportunity in the local job market is Donald Trump. Now, I'm not a political guy. I haven't voted since I was 18 years old, and I'm almost 60 now. They're all on the same team. But if I was going to vote, that would be the first guy that I would ever vote for since I was 18 years old, because at least he talks a good talk, and he is wanting to do something about getting the illegals out of here. I saw a company here in Florida, the biggest masonry company, 350 people, not counting subcontractors, just people on the payroll, that was destroyed because people with the illegal aliens competition in the bid room put us out of business. That's why this is a pet peeve to me, because I watched the destruction of many, many families because of the illegal alien invasion. And don't give me this that I'm racist or anything like that. It just has to do with the difference between legal and illegal. That's really it. That's really it. Doesn't matter if you're white, black, Chinese, Mexican, or whatever. You come here legally, you're an American. You're my brother. You come here illegally, you're breaking the law, period. And if people can get that through their minds, I'm kind of rambling on the political part. But it's sad to me to see that Hillary's going to go out there and lie and lie and lie, just like Obama. And the Republicans are going to help Hillary to win because the entire system is corrupt. So that's the story. That's the name on that of that game. So I kind of jumped over from the NATO war preparations topic. There's a lot of this kind of thing going on. The ideal situation for the elite is to have American troops on foreign soil, Russian troops on foreign soil, even Chinese troops on foreign soil. Everybody's going to be deployed, because then there'll be strangers in a country when crap hits the fan. Doesn't matter how well you're trained, doesn't matter how good of arms you have, there's no military going to come into the United States and take us over. There's just too many of us and too many guns and too much will to defend our families. It's really asinine to think that. I mean, I'm waiting for somebody to say the Chinese are on the border again. That's been going on for years and years and years. No country's ever going to be able to invade the United States and get anywhere, because they will be demoralized extremely quickly whenever they start mistreating Americans. You want to talk about lone wolf, and I'm saying it very loudly and boldly, lone wolf, because lone wolf is everywhere. Everywhere. As soon as the mistreatment of Americans goes on, then you got former CIA, you got former mercenaries, former military, that are going to self-deploy to take care of things. That's like having Rambo and Jason Bourne all tied together. And we have too much of that free spirit here in America. We've tasted it. We know what freedom is. And the idea that somebody's going to invade us and take it away is not going to happen. But if Americans are stupid enough to let an illegal alien sit in the White House and fill this country with illegals from all over the planet, then this is what we deserve. And the enemy's not going to come across the border. They're already here, type of thing. So I hope that Americans will wise up, get together, and get things straightened out, because the tax base will increase, the local job market will become better, the value of your house will go up, because we won't have all these illegals taking the money from U.S. workers. Like 97,000 Americans have stopped looking for work. remove the illegals, and they say there's 11. No, there's closer to, but it's somewhere between 30 and 50 million illegals in this country. Hate to tell you. But get rid of them and all the money they're shipping back to their home countries. I used to work overseas with a work permit. That was part of my gig back in the 80s. That's why I lived overseas. But I went there under a work permit. As soon as my employment ended with that employer, I was not even allowed to look for another job with someone else until I went home. And I had to communicate from outside that country. For me to go get another job inside that country was illegal. And the people that in the countries that I worked at, they were on the look for that kind of thing all the time because foreigners displace their local workers from the local job market. And then they become dependent on the system to support them, which is exactly what you have going on here in the United States. So if we would simply enforce the laws that we already have, and if America would wise up and hold your congressmen to their nose to the grindstone, because what we're seeing right now, all these Democrats that are whining about gun control, they need to read the Second Amendment and recite their oath to defend the Constitution. Because it's just listed in the Constitution of our right to keep and bear arms and their inability to infringe upon that. That's what's written. They're not allowed to infringe upon it. It's written to lawmakers. The fact that we have the right to keep and bear arms, say that to yourself, keep and bear arms. That comes from God with our free speech, with our other rights that are listed in the amendments. So the idea that these people are going to sit and vote and that they're going to infringe upon our right to keep and bear arms, the fact that the Americans are going to sit by and allow this debate to even happen it's just terrible to me. Shouldn't be happening. It's like sheeple being led to slaughter by their representatives. And I hope that more and more people will wake up about that. Then, let's see, I've got about 5 more minutes here. The next featured story sent in by Bonnie here is DEFCON warning system. Everybody needs to understand what the DEFCON warning system is. Supposedly, we're at DEFCON 3, but whenever the condition code is changed, that's going to be a regional thing. It's not going to be a global thing. And it's going to come from somebody like the DOD. So I did put the information here so you guys can look at it. But the idea that we're going to nuclear war or something like that, I don't see that happening. Or anything like that. Every time Russia burps, then, you know, or Korea, whenever they launch a missile, then there's some type of readiness that is going to take place at a particular base or in a particular region. So this is not a global thing. So the video that I'm looking at here, it's one of those Dabu 7 sensationalized disinformation thingies that are going on there. It has a little bit of truth to it, but not really. Then a little bit of time that I'm looking at here. Just a little bit about this Orlando shooting thing. This thing looks staged as a son of a gun. I'm sorry if anybody's offended, if you had a friend or whatever. Kind of like the 9/11 inside job. And it was done by Cheney and Rumsfeld. There's a lot of links here. This begins on page 11 of this week's newsletter. Video to watch there. And then lots and lots of links. And I'm just saying, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't add up about this. And then Congress trying to jump. And this is like the tail trying to wag the dog. Like the Democrats have control of the House and the Senate, which they do not. And if they really wanted to push this stuff through, they had the opportunity already. But now it's the tail trying to wag the dog. Now Ryan is standing there over a bunch of children with the minority party acting like, and a lame duck, illegal alien in the White House acting like that they're trying to get things done. And I saw, who was it? A congressman from Illinois. I can't remember his name. But the guy is not a Republican in my mind. He's a fascist, just like these other people trying to stand between us and our right to keep and bear. When I see Republicans saying I'm working across the aisle to infringe upon our rights to keep and bear arms, no. That's nothing like that needs to pass. And I am quite confident that the FBI has put a lot of people on the no-buy list already that have no business being there. People that do not even have criminal records are put on their list. The idea that anyone in the administration, remember the administration deals with suspects. The judge is the one that has the right to deny your constitutional rights based upon a case and something that you did. Like when you become a felon, I can understand that. So if my gun rights are going to be taken away, I can see that a judge should be able to do that, but not some pinhead idiot from the Federal Bureau of Idiots that can't even figure out that Hillary needs to be indicted. How long do you think they're going to sit on that information? Because they're protecting her, just like the Attorney General, just like the President, just like her, because the entire system's corrupt. But if somebody's going to deny, it's not going to be because the FBI ran an investigation and they think that somebody needs to be on a list. That should not be the way that it works. And again, Americans, what if the FBI decides to put all Americans on the list? No due process whatsoever. That's what's already been happening. How many people do you know that are on the FBI do not sell list? Why is the FBI being called anyway? There's been no crime committed. But when you go into a pawn shop, a gun shop, or anything like that, that's what you're dealing with. You're being treated as a convicted criminal, put on a list, when you haven't even done anything. I really, really, really hate that part too, about what's going on here. But on the other side, all they're doing is selling more guns. And I hate to tell you, but that down on the south side, in the city where I live, you can go down and buy all the guns you want. Anybody can. There's guns are for sale from private individuals. Nothing that these laws do is going to change one single thing. And I'm talking from every kind of rifle, every kind of handgun that you can imagine. And I've been to other states where we went to flea markets, all kinds of rifles, assault, everything that you can imagine. And you give them the money and they hand it to you. That's the way it goes. So the idea that they're going to legislate morality, it's just not going to work. And I hope more and more Americans will stand up against that. So there's lots of stuff, lots and lots of links here. I have not done a full investigation on the Orlando shooting, but there's a lot of things that don't add up. Again, I waited 5 years to do the 9/11 investigation because the disinformation channels are wide open whenever something like this first happens. And it takes some time. Somebody to gather up all the pictures and all the little details. Get more information from Volume 25 of this newsletter and support the research at terrorlaw3.com, and I'll see you guys on the next Black Star Update Report.